In the gospel that we had according to Matthew in today's reading, our Lord is referring to his mother. His mother is the one who undertook the perfect will of the Father by acknowledging and consenting, "Let it be done to me according to your will." And this is what Jesus is highlighting, that Mary is the one who we are to take as the prime example, because she will Christify you and bring you into the will of the Father by highlighting the importance of Christ, who is the centre of our faith. We know him in the Eucharist. We know him when we adore him. We know him because he is the Son of Mary. She is the one that Jesus is bringing to the forefront. She's the one who we now need to know more and more about, because she brings us to Jesus. Our Lady has got a unique role, and that is for the Christification of us all. Jesus himself was Marian. Because of his nature, he was born of Mary. Mary gave birth to God. Jesus is God. The divine nature pre-existed, but she nevertheless conceived in her womb Jesus, who is the Word of God made flesh. There's no separation of the two natures, of the divine nature and the human nature. There is none. Therefore, Mary is Mother of God. End of story. A proclamation by the Council of Ephesus in the year of 431. Let us look more and more to Our Lady as the guide, the beacon, the light in the church today. Let us evangelize through Mary and Marianize in order that Christ's name can become more known. Because when we turn to Mary, she always points us to a son, and her son is the one, the only one, who is mediated to the Father, the only one who gave us salvation. Mary consented to doing the will of God, and as St. Bridget said, she consented to the will of God, but she did not consent to any sin. She had no concupiscence to sin, and yet God allowed her to suffer terribly, like God allowed his own son, Jesus, to suffer. When we look at the suffering of Jesus and Mary, we see that suffering is an important part of our redemption, because that passion draws us into the awareness that God exists. We have no preconceived ideas of where our wealth will take us when we are suffering. We have to leave our wealth behind, and all that we have, we leave behind. As Jesus died on the cross, as we see him before us in this beautiful chapel, we identify very much that Jesus gave us everything. He didn't take anything with him. He gave us his life, and he gave us also his mother. His mother is with us. All we need to do is call out her name, and she will come, as she did in this particular gospel message, because at that particular time, the Pharisees were riding Jesus, riding him into the ground. They did not want that demonic to be healed. They did not want Jesus to be the new light in the church. And because of that, they wanted to degrade him and put him to death. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.